Okay, take two. Hello, people listening to my podcast. Today, I have Jess and Shannon here with me.
Hey, what's up?
We are here today to answer your sex questions. And just a little disclaimer here, we are very sex positive. Yeah. We are anti-slut shaming, but we're not like sex experts, so we're just gonna do our best to answer your questions, and then I'm gonna go on a little ranty poo. Side note, I was told, courtesy of a guy that I used to date, you know, heard it through the fucking grapevine, that apparently I can't keep a straight thought in my podcast. So we're going to try really hard to, you know, I'll ask the doc to up my ADHD meds, but in the meantime, we're just going to try really hard to keep a straight thought. So here we go. The first question is, what are our thoughts on unprotected sex? So who wants to take the floor?
Shan, first on this you want to go?
Shan.
Okay.
Shan.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, go ahead, Shanna-Shan.
Well, personally, I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, in the stance I'm in, I have a boyfriend who, him and I have both been tested, and we both know where we stand on our sexual health, I guess. And so we don't wear protection, but that's just because I know who the partner
I'm with.
Yeah,
like you've been together.
I don't know. I don't really think it's a good idea, especially if it's a one-time thing. I don't really think the risk is worth it. Like, I understand.
Risk for, like, pregnancy? No, the risk for getting an STD. Yeah.
Because sometimes it could be really bad, you know what I mean? I understand the whole debate of, oh, condom doesn't feel as good as whatever. Yeah, and I get that, but if you don't know them, I don't really understand what... Because are you really gonna stop
them? I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. You're really gonna stop them.
Being the single woman I am, I think that protection, especially people that you don't fully know or you don't fully trust, is just a thing that you have to do. Even if you are on, like, a birth control of some type.
Yeah.
I think it's still important.
And see, the thing is, like, I've been in this situation a few times where I've, like, fucking taken a risk. But then afterwards, all I worry about is, like, oh, my God, what if I have an STD?
Yeah. And then you always regret it. You're like, man, why didn't I just use a condom?
Yeah, dude, exactly.
And what's the odd chance that if you could get something bad, like, HPV, there's something that could, like, actually harm you in the future?
Even, like herpes or something, which isn't as bad, but that stays with you for life. And, like, you just give that to people without even knowing sometimes. Yeah.
But the thing, okay, my opinion on, like, the herpes stigma, though, is, like, the thing is we probably already fucking have it.
I mean, I have the one that isn't sexually transmitted.
You have it on your lip.
I used to get the source when I was a kid, and I get them now.
Exactly. And so that's the thing is, like, you can't really get tested for herpes unless you have, like, a herpes outbreak somewhere.
Yeah, for sure.
And then that's the only way that they can test it. So it's, like, use a condom, like, we want to fucking promote that, but also, like, I had one friend who thought she had herpes, and she just had a fucking yeast infection, and she thought she had herpes for the longest time, and I was trying to, like, make her feel better, and I was like, dude, like, even if you do have herpes, like, it's gonna be okay, so, like, if you're listening to this and you've got genital herpes, like,
it's going to be okay.
You're
just
still...
inform your partner before.
I'm not shaming anyone who doesn't use it.
Oh no, personal choice.
Just in my own stance, I would personally.
No, I would say use a condom, but like if you're too far gone, if you've already got herpes, continue using a condom.
Yes,
but that doesn't mean like your sex life is like ruined.
Oh no, not at all.
Okay. Next question.
All right.
What are our thoughts on kissing after oral sex? Because you know how, like, some...
Oh my God.
I know. Some guys... I hooked up with a guy one time who... Okay, what's your term for, like, sucking dick? Like, I don't like saying sucking dick. It sounds so
giving
vulgar.
Giving head.
Giving a blowjob, giving head, whatever.
Yeah. I say sucking dick.
Whatever. Yeah, okay, we're... We'll let Shannon
Given
say
dome.
It. Okay, so I tried to kiss him after, and he was like, no, you can't kiss me, because that means I'm gay. And I was like, what?
That's probably no offense, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Like, no, he's super dumb. He's super dumb.
Yeah. So basically, in my opinion, I think... kissing after oral sex is totally fine.
Yeah.
As long as people are, like, comfortable with it. But, like, I don't know why you wouldn't be.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's because if your mouth is, like, on their fucking genitals.
I've also hooked up with guys, though, that are like, can you wipe your mouth first? And it's like...
It's like, excuse me, what?
Okay, like, fine. I didn't realize you were 10.
You beat off with your own hand and shoot on your stomach all the time. How can you not handle someone like...
Yeah, true.
Okay, yeah, if it's in your mouth. Okay, well, if someone finishes in your mouth, then okay, spit it out.
Yeah, right?
So nice right now. But if it's not, if they didn't, then what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is kind of a juicy one. There's three questions in one for this one.
Okay.
How normal is it to still want to masturbate while living with your significant other?
I think
that's the most normal thing in the whole
world. Normal.
I know, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. It's because it's just like, why not? Like
like you know your body better than anybody else.
Exactly.
I feel like even if you're like chilling for like 10, 15 minutes, whatever, and you're just like, yeah. Or, like, why not just do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know what you like.
And it's like, it's good for you. And the thing is like, what I always say is, like, the longest and most important relationship you'll ever have is your relationship with yourself. So...
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you're not, like, living for your partner. You're living your own separate lives.
Yeah.
And then the next part of that question is, how often are you masturbating? And I'm just really not comfortable with answering that on my fucking podcast. Yeah.
That's, like, kind of personal.
Yeah, that's kind of...
As I want to. Like, I don't know.
Shannon. All right. Okay. How many partners are too many?
I also think that's a personal choice. I don't think
the limit does not exist.
I think the limit doesn't exist.
The limit does not exist.
Okay. These questions are, except for the second one, are all around other people kind of telling you what is right and wrong.
Yeah.
You're the only person to do any of this stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
if you're gonna have some other person tell you, oh my god, it's worthy you jerk off, it's worthy you have sex with a lot of people, why are you listening to what anyone else has to say?
Yeah. It's really
They don't do whatever you do. Like, you're the only person who decides to sleep with people, so why
does that? Yeah, exactly.
Just don't cheat. If you're with somebody, don't sleep around with other people.
How nice.
Unless you're in, like, an open relationship. You're poly. Yeah.
Yeah. Sister wives, kind of.
Yes, sister wives. Okay, I want to add in a little thing about, like, virginity here, because I was always taught, like, in school, because I went to a Catholic school, that you're, like, impure once you lose your virginity, and, like, the whole kind of, like, religious message is, like, you have to stay a virgin until marriage or else you're impure.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, super, just, like, a super, super toxic way of thinking. Because, like, virginity is not even a real thing. Like, it's honestly just something we made up to shame women. Like, nobody's gonna know if you've had sex with, like, 20 people or if you've had sex with, like, 5 people. Like, not to say that you should lie about it, but, like, nobody's gonna know. So it really doesn't fucking matter.
I do think that's kind of, like, a personal thing, too, though. Cause, like,
yeah, exactly.
I know some people, like, that's, like, a really important thing for them.
Yeah.
And
right.
And that's, like, a whole new, like, experience.
Right, right.
I think, again, too, it all kind of comes down to opinion because, I don't know, you always remember your first, but...
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't have fun with every other single... That just starts off what you...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, like, and that's the thing, is, like, it's all subjective. Like, if you want to, like, save yourself until marriage, like, definitely save yourself until marriage. Like, if that's something that you want to do and that's something that, like, you think will benefit you in your life, then, like, absolutely do that.
Mm.
I just think that too, that's also just, again, beliefs and as well what people believe in. Like, I personally don't follow that. I don't follow that religion, and that, not to say that it's not something that people can't believe in. I just personally don't follow that. But if other people do and that's something that's sacred to you, then by all means do it. Again, this comes down to, it's your choice.
So it's your opinion.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can do whatever you want.
And also, like, I want to talk about this too, like, the notion that the more people you have sex with, the looser your vagina gets. And I just want to clear that up in case anyone's listening and thinks that happens, that your vagina just, it is wrong, okay? If a woman's vagina, let's just think about this for a sec. If a woman's vagina can push out a whole fucking baby ass human.
Yeah.
Then your little penis, not gonna make a fucking difference, okay? It's like an elastic, okay? It just goes back to normal size. And if you're like, I don't know, the thing is, you know how, like, people will be like, oh, like, this girl is loose or this girl is tight, or like, have you ever heard guys talk like that? And the thing is if you're having sex with a girl and it feels tight,
you got a monster cock.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
He's not aroused.
He's not aroused.
He's not aroused.
You fucking piece of shit.
What was my name? You need to cut that part out.
Oh, God damn it.
You just gotta beep. You gotta
beep.
Beep.
Beep it out.
But yeah, anyways.
Yeah, so anyways.
All right, what's the next question?
The next question goes along with the monster cock theme. Yeah. So someone asked, what's the biggest dick you've ever seen?
Jesus.
And I don't want to answer that.
We're not answering that.
People that I've been with, I respect their privacy, and you know what?
Yeah.
I also don't, like, measure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't measure, like, the length and girth of a penis.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is it actually doesn't matter, because, like, some of the best sex that I've ever had was with guys with smaller dicks.
If you're average and you know how to, like, work it, and you know what to do with, like, what you have.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I feel like a lot of guys that I've been with that had smaller dicks were, like, more into, like, the foreplay part of sex.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the most, like, the best part
that's
for a woman.
That's the most enjoyable for a woman.
Yeah. Is, like, the, like, before and after. Not, like, I mean, like, penetration sex is, like, enjoyable, but it's not, like,
but that's
peak.
Not everything. If you come over to a girl's house and you just plan on having
penetrative sex,
and that's it. Like, that's just...
Oh, my God. The amount of...
odd, like, there's a very slim chance that the girl will enjoy it as much as you.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh, my God. Fucking when guys just try to, like, fucking shove the dick in, and they're just like, oh, like, no foreplay. It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah.
That's not how it fucking works. Okay, next question, just straight up says anal. Like, that's all it says. It just says anal.
No problems with, again, something you want to do, fuck,
that's
go
a personal
for
thing,
it.
Too.
I'm personal, but, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Just give it a try.
Yeah.
You don't try.
Don't knock it until you try. Is that a saying? I don't know what
to say. Don't knock it until you try.
I'm just saying,
it.
Obviously, like, be careful. Know what you're doing.
Yeah, use,
like,
lube.
Yeah, use lube, but, like.
And you actually, though, seriously, you do need to be careful, because if you are too forceful, like, especially for the first... No, seriously.
No, like, I know.
Like, dude, how many people have you heard, like, tearing their TMI, rectum. Pardon me, like, my bumhole's bleeding. Like, so, like, it's not... I know that it can expand a bit, but it's something you just need to be careful.
Yeah.
You
need
to be like... And that's the thing, too. I think it's a really...
maybe take it in stages.
Yeah. And it's a very sensitive kind of topic, too. You need to be comfortable with it, because something could happen. I've heard some horror story. I remember this,
like,
one story I heard in high school, this girl... It was so bad. Oh, she went to... Oh, can I say it?
Yeah, you can say it.
Oh, and I remember... So I was in high school, and this girl, she went to this... there was this... When you graduate at the end, you go to this beach, Wasaga Beach. And so apparently she... Oh, my goodness. So apparently she's trying anal with some guy, and she accidentally, like, happened to poop.
You
she,
can
like,
say...
She was like, it happens.
That
like,
happened
shit.
To
like,
one
she,
of my friends,
but,
too.
But
oh, my God.
It,
that's my fucking worst nightmare.
When... everywhere, like,
oh,
the walls,
God.
The bed, they,
oh,
they got
God.
Their security deposit.
Oh, oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
That dude, no, that's why I, like, won't try it, because that's my fear.
I mean, like...
If it's a one-time thing, dude, I feel like if it's with someone, it should be someone that you're
someone
comfortable
with. Someone that you're with. Dating.
Yeah.
Someone
I
that you're comfortable
with. I also do go to the bathroom right before I have sex, usually.
Yeah.
Just to, like,
just
ensure
in case.
Nothing.
Just in case, like,
yeah, so, like,
nothing's popping out.
I don't know. If you're clear, why not?
Yeah. Use a condom.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah.
In all types of penetrative sex. What do you guys think about, like,
dental dams? I've never used one. I don't think I will ever use
no.
them.
I've learned about them. Can they be used? Pardon me. I know they can be used on a woman, but can they be used on a man?
No, because
no, it's just for women. Yeah,
unless you're like eating ass. I mean,
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think I don't think that's something that I would be doing, and I don't even fully
know how it works.
Like, it's just a thin sheet, and you just put it over. Yeah, you just
stretch it over.
Okay. Yeah, so you can use it, and it essentially feels the same. It's just the barrier there, which is very smart. I'm personally not in a situation where I would use one, but I've seen them before. I know friends who've used them, and they're all for it.
And the thing is, with oral sex, the risk of STDs is significantly lower than with penetrative sex. It's not zero.
Yeah.
It's still pretty low. There's always that chance, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I see it as too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, next question. Shave or not shaved?
Is this like for yourself or for your partner?
I don't know. Let's talk about both.
So like, okay, let's talk about ourselves first. Ourselves. I'm a fan of shaving.
Yeah, same.
I like having just like...
It's cleaner.
I feel like it's just more like pleasurable. I don't know. I feel like it's just like nicer for guys. Just like
For yourself. Like I don't know. Like I feel like it would get itchy if you let it like grow out.
Yeah, definitely.
See, that's what I see too. I feel like it's hurting, but I feel like it's also hurting the right when you shave because I feel like sometimes that when it grows back in after a couple of days, it's kind of like too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, I don't mean this in a bad way, but in terms of doing it for a guy that like, you know what I mean? Like screw off if they don't ever do anything and they don't touch up. Sometimes they can I'm not being in a bad way. I'm just saying sometimes they always expect you to be so prim and proper. And then you're like, how is that? But if it's but I can respect also for you, it's nice and clean. It's fresh. Right. I like doing it too. It's
I do it for myself. Like, I see, that's what I mean. For somebody else. Yeah. I just personally. But for a partner,
I would like, it all comes down to personal preference, right? So like, don't let anyone shame you for not shaving, or don't let anyone shame you like for shaving.
Yeah.
But you're also entitled to a preference, you know, like,
talk to them about it.
Yeah. Body hair is natural, but at the same time, like, I would prefer a partner to shave.
Okay, fair.
And that's just my personal preference. And I'm not going to, like, shame someone if they don't. But it's just, like, you know, it's all subjective. Like, it's just, like, having, like, a certain type that you're interested in. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's a personal preference. Okay, next topic we want to talk about is orgasms. So, I've been asked this question before. Do you orgasm as a woman... Do you orgasm every time that your partner does?
No.
No.
I don't.
Do you feel like your partner, a male partner, orgasms more often than you do?
No.
You don't? You have a boyfriend.
Yeah, for me, being single, definitely. I think, I think it's kind of just, like, you do whatever you have to do to make the guy finish.
Yeah.
And then, like... This is just, like, talking about, like, personal experiences.
Right, right.
Then the guy kind of is just, like, once he's satisfied.
He's done.
Then I don't know if they assume that, like, you're satisfied and they just, like, don't know better. Or, like, they just don't care enough to, like, pleasure you afterwards.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely don't orgasm every time.
Yeah, especially with, like, hookups.
That's the thing, especially
when it's
been,
like, a one-night stand hookup, rare that I do.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's kind of expected. Like, I go into those things sometimes, like, there's definitely a chance that I'm not going to.
Well, and see, the thing is, like, honestly, if I'm hooking up with someone random, I don't really give a shit about them. So, it's, like, the thing is, and it's just, like, it's more common to, like, have penetrative sex than it is to just hook up and, like, do other things.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that's probably why.
Yeah,
it's because,
definitely.
Like, a guy, or I've had sex with guys, and, like, they've been, like, penetrative sex with guys, and they're, like, did you finish? And I'm, like,
Worst is when it's, like, it goes on for, like, 2.5 minutes, and they're, like, oh, did you finish?
You're,
and
like,
I'm not even wet.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Is this a fucking Sahara Desert down there?
Okay. But I mean, that's just a single woman talking, so.
Yeah, single lady. All right, let's hear it from.
Let's hear it, Shan.
From Shannon's perspective, because she is in a relationship. How long have you guys been dating?
It's been 1 year and 2 months.
A year and a month.
13 months.
Wow.
13 months.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Skis girl.
And since the beginning, there's not been a time
when I have not. I think,
are you
like,
serious?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he treats her well.
Yeah, like, he gets damn upset. Like, he gets upset if I don't, too. But even if I don't throw, because the thing is I personally, and this is just personal, I don't orgasm only from penetrative sex.
Yeah.
I never have.
Like, I never, like, I think I maybe have twice.
Yeah. Really?
I think I maybe have twice, but I also feel like maybe it was because I was in a certain position, and maybe that was, like, there. So maybe that's why I did that, but... yeah, no, for coming from a relationship, because I bet there's people who are in relationships too and they don't have their partners do that, but at least in mine, yeah, no, he always does. And I think that's a respectful thing too, but I also, yeah, but definitely. The thing is, though, is I also offer the same thing, like, if he didn't, for some reason,
when you're in a relationship, it's different, because, like, you want the other person to feel good, and, like...
Yeah, and it's hurting them, but there is some people that I know personally, and, like, that we've, like, heard about through mutual friends that have... never really even had that, and they've been together for over a year. And I remember people from high school, they were like, oh yeah, I've been with my boyfriend for literally over a year, and that's never happened for me.
Never had an orgasm.
I've been in relationships, and like, all I do is like fake them.
Yeah,
but it's bro,
like, and like, I don't know, I feel like if you're in a relationship, and like, I think sex is so important in a relationship.
Yeah.
And like, especially if you're dating somebody, you should feel comfortable telling them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
or just like educating them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like sometimes just like guys just don't know better.
But then
girls don't know better. Like,
it goes back to your topic too, though. Even talking about orgasms, that some people don't really even know what they are. Like, there's some girls who don't even. They're like, "What is it? How will I know if I have one? Like, how?" Yeah. And then you're like, "Oh, you'll know." Because honey, the thing is like, you'll know when you know. But there's some girls who don't even. That's the thing,
how
like,
to get there.
Like, I remember, like, there's some girls that have only thought of, like, even, like, masturbating as just putting something inside.
In the vagina,
But that's literally not, I don't, like, you know what I mean? But that's the thing, some people literally don't even know. And that's not, I don't mean that in a bad way, because it's just some people who just don't know yet. Right? But, yeah.
Safe space.
Yeah,
no,
honestly.
But, dude, like, when, that fucking reminds me of high school hookups, when it's, like, a guy fingers you and they think that they just,
all
like,
they do is just...
Jam their fingers in, like, in, out, and it's like, bruh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, this does not feel good. Take it from three women.
Yeah.
Lots of sex experience in this room.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't do that. It's the clitoris that is pleasuring. At least for me, I don't know.
Same here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. For most women. Yeah, I know I've never had, like, an orgasm from penetrative sex. How do you do that? Teach me
I don't know if I should, like, be talking about this. Like,
no, absolutely.
Okay, whatever.
Talk about this.
I think, like, a good position for a girl, if it's a girl-guy relationship.
Yeah.
If the girl is on top.
Yeah.
So, if you're on top and you have to, like, from what I've done, I've, like, touched myself while doing it.
Yeah.
And that definitely, like,
but then that's
one thing that helps a lot.
But then that's not, like, a penetrative orgasm.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just while.
Or if you're on top and you're kind of, like, leaning on top of them.
Yeah.
Or they're sitting up, so you're it's skin to skin when you're, like, going, like,
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before.
Because then that's touching that, so it's still, like, stimulating it. You
know what I mean? Stimulating, like, the clitoris. Yeah. But, like, so you've never had an orgasm from, like, strictly penetrative sex.
No, okay.
I did once in my life.
Are you serious?
Strictly penetrative. Wow. Yeah.
Was it a hookup?
Yeah, it was a random hookup. Oh, we were in missionary.
Oh my god.
Maybe it's I feel like maybe it's also how turned on you are too.
Yeah,
I don't mean
that's
bad.
Fair.
I don't mean that bad we're against anyone who are in relationships to my own being as well. I just think that maybe some people just get to a certain point where that is just
that's
all
exactly
they need
what happened to me.
You know?
I was super attracted to the guy. And then I was also not completely sober.
Mm. Yeah.
And, like, we did a lot of foreplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, just really got me in the mood. And then I guess.
Right,
like,
right.
But that was such a rare. Like, I was so shocked when it happened.
Right.
I was, like, I, like, told so many people. I was, like, guys, you won't believe what just happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, have you guys ever had, like, orgasms in your sleep?
No.
Because I do all the fucking time.
That's so interesting.
Like,
I've never heard of any girl ever, not in a rude, I've never heard of any girl doing that. I've only heard of guys, like, wet dreams or whatever.
No, it happens to me all the time. And I've even, like, I told some of my friends about it in high school, and I was like, do you guys, like, orgasm in your sleep? I do all the time. And
it's really interesting.
I know, it wakes me up.
Sex dreams?
No, that's usually when it happens.
Okay.
It's like, if I'm having a sex dream, and then I wake up, and I'm like, whoa.
Whoa, what just happened?
Whoa. Okay. is the G spot a real thing? Is it?
Okay. From what I've heard, G-spot is when you hit a certain point. It feels like you have to pee a little.
Right.
That I've there, heard that. I think, yeah, but okay.
Yeah,
but
I think it's real.
But I think it's real, but I don't think I've never had an experience of, like, it
that it's been being that touched
to the point where it's like, oh, like,
yeah. It's like, oh, it's a I know, like, thing. I don't, porn, like, they think it's, like, oh, my God, G-spot porn. Yeah, no. Like, I actually, like, I've only actually had one guy, like, hit it properly. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't even know how to hit it properly. It
is hard to find.
Yeah.
And, like, I get, like, why guys is it like definitely...
a curve?
Yeah, no, it's like, curve, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like,
it's like this. It's like when you go like that and it's there.
Okay, you have to describe that. It's basically when you put, like, your fingers and it's like a come here motion. That's
yeah,
what
like
I've
that
heard.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's what you're supposed to do.
It's also, like, a very sensitive spot, too, though, I feel like.
Yeah, or I've had guys, like, try to hit it before, and I'm just like, what, stop. Yeah, like, what are you doing? That's so
uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're just poking me.
Yeah.
No, but I had one guy hit it, and I was like, oh, shit. And that was, like.
So it's confirmed that the G-spot
is a real thing.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, where is the most interesting / creative place you've had sex? Who wants to go first?
I can go first. I don't really have a lot of, like, crazy, like, it's usually just, like, in, like, a bed or something.
Really?
Like, I don't really do crazy things or, like, in a car, but there's this one time, actually, I went to a music festival, and then afterwards, I ended up going back to my cousin's house, and I had sex on his couch, which is, like, definitely really weird, because, like, every time I've been there since, I'm just like, oh,
I had sex memories. On my couch.
But, yeah, that's, like, that was just, like, a weird place. Like, it was, like, the entire time I was just thinking about that, I was like, wow, like.
Yeah. Oh, you know when people say, like, have you ever heard of people saying that they've had sex in their parents' bed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
just disturbs me. Like, you wouldn't, you don't want to, like, think about your parents.
I think that's
kind
of rude, yeah.
Yeah, it's rude. Like,
would your parents have sex in your bed? Like,
yeah.
I hope not.
Oh, God, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. What about you guys? What are your craziest?
I wouldn't say, like, crazy, but I mean.
Interesting.
I've had sex at the beach. With two different guys. It's like, good with the one... Well, with the one guy, it was, like, at the beach, but, like, in the back of the car. But, like, with the hood open. Oh, my God. It was amazing. It was good. But then another time, I had sex at the beach, like, just on a towel.
Same.
Yeah, and the I was
sand.
So, like, well,
even,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I was
no,
on
sand
a
was sand was getting everywhere. Wait, what?
There's people down the beach.
Oh, my God.
Like, not even that far.
Oh, my God. No, when I did it, like, it was, like, on top of a blanket, and, like, I was on top, so, you know, sand wasn't getting, like, pushed into my vagina. But at the same time, like, it was just, like, sand was everywhere. It was disgusting. Just turn your fucking ringer off. It's okay. Yeah, not, like, I mean, beach, sex on the beach is good, but maybe if you're gonna do it on the beach, don't do it right after
spoon.
It rained.
Spoon, too. Spoon? Be on your side.
Really?
So then you're not fucking up and, like, around everywhere. If you want to go, you can't go that crazy.
You can definitely conceal it the best.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
you can
see
it if you're right.
Oh, my God, but not when people, I didn't do it when people were there.
Oh, I did.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
it kind of
just looks like you're, like, cuddling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So, if you're at the beach and other people are there and you want to be discreet, I guess fucking do
spoonage.
It in the Shannon says her in her expert opinion, do it in the spooning position. But what I say is maybe wait until it's, like, late at night.
Yeah.
No one's around.
Yeah.
But yeah. Don't want sand up your vagina. That's
was that your craziest place?
No.
Oh my god! I want to know yours.
No, what I was just gonna say was just okay. Obviously, I'm gonna use my partner. He's the example I'm using for this. If he hears this, which I don't know if he will, but whatever. So at a point in time, we did have to frequent in cars a lot. Like, obviously, some people are new to that. Some people have never experienced that, but I've experienced that a lot of times, and almost. Every time we had a couple of frequent spots we'd like go to in our town, we had like four different ones.
Yeah.
And half the time we'd go there, there would always be people or something would happen. There was this one time we were up on top of this hill where we usually go, and this semi truck pulled out and like blocked our car in. And this guy just got out of the truck and just left. And it was like 12:30 at night, and he just got out and left. The truck was running for like 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
My top off, and I was really so mad. I was like, what the fuck? And he just sat there, and we were waiting. We were like, what are we supposed to do? And we couldn't even get out because it was blocking the only entrance to leave. So he was there for 20 minutes, then he finally left. And then we were at a different place another time. And we were just sitting there, and we started doing stuff. And then all of a sudden, these guys started, like, talking loud, whatever. And their car died, and it was in my car, so I had jumper cables.
Oh, my God.
And we were still completely undressed. And I was like, fuck this. Like, we have to go, and we have to go and fucking help. So he puts his shirt on, goes, walks over, and he's like,
oh, my God.
And we've been sitting there for, like, fucking 45 minutes just with the lights off in the car. And he walks over, and he's like, do you guys need help? I pulled up, and we jumped their fucking car and did it. And then a separate time, we were sitting in this cop, and we... we hadn't done anything yet, but this cop car pulled up, and they're like, what's up? And we're like, nothing. That's happened, like, a couple of different... We've always been stopped by other people. Yeah. Other people have pulled in behind us and sat there every time. We've always
that's
the freaking worst. Yeah. It's the worst.
And, okay, you know how some people are, like, turned on by the thought that, like, you could be caught?
Yeah.
I'm that way,
but that's the thing. Okay, if I'm in the basement and someone's upstairs, and, like, mm-hmm. like, I've had a situation where, like, there's been something going on upstairs, and we just went downstairs and did it, like, really quickly. That was attractive. But if I'm in a public place and a random person pulls up, no thanks. Yeah. That is where I don't want.
But. No, I just don't like it in general. Like, it gives me so much anxiety that it just dries up my vagina because I'm so anxious.
That somebody could walk in?
That somebody could catch us, yeah.
Okay, like, I feel that, like, almost every time I have sex, like, in my... in our house here.
Yeah.
So I just, like, I don't know, because it's like, wow, there's like four other girls here. Like, my door also doesn't properly close.
Yeah, I noticed that today.
Yeah,
when
it
doesn't
fully close. So I'm always just like, oh shit. But I feel like that's like also kind of a turn on, because it's like you have to like kind of be quiet and like.
But also, nobody in this house would give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. I was like, honestly, you guys can come in and watch and like participate. Like, yeah. I would not
be like, oh my God.
Join the party.
Participate. Yeah, no, like, every time that I've done it in public, I'm pretty sure I've only done it in public, like, at the beach. But it was late at night. Nobody was there. But I have tried to do it, like, before with one of my, like, with one of my very first partners. And we would, like, drive to a side street or something. But it was just, like, people would always drive by. Like, even if it was, like, once in a blue moon, it would just, like, turn me off if somebody
drove by. And it's so sus. Like, you're scared. Like, fuck, who is that? Like, it's scary. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. It is scary.
And, like, I mean, every time I drive past a car that's just, like, on the side of the road, I'm like, they're definitely fucking. Like, every time. So, I'm like, when I'm doing it, like, I don't know. I feel like people know. Not that I've never actually...
But that's the thing, though. If I drove past and I thought someone was doing that, it would never be in me to disturb them or pull up or do
anything.
That's the thing. I really would sincerely hope that other people are thinking this. But then sometimes they don't, as it's obviously happened, and they just fucking pull up and they're clueless and they don't care. But
have you ever had, like, your parents walk in on you or
never
anyone
once.
Actually walk in on you?
I've never had sex in my house.
Really?
Yeah. No, I did once.
What?
But my parents were gone.
Oh, my God. Why? Are they strict?
Yeah, I just, like...
Are you just always at another place?
I mean, I'm usually at other places. Like, I prefer going to other places.
Oh, same, same. Yeah. I feel like it's just, like, for me, it's, like, a big turnoff to, like, have sex while, like, your family's around.
That's the thing, and it's,
like it's just, like, ew.
Yeah.
I think it depends, too, on the situation, because I know sometimes I can't, like, have... I would not have my boyfriend in my room, like, in the middle of the day when my mom's, like, working downstairs. But if it's at night when everyone's gone to bed.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously I don't have a position to go in my room and I'm, like, downstairs and everyone's asleep. Then that's different. But I'm not, like, doing that yet, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
Good question.
Okay, so I want to talk about sexual health and different types of birth control. Because we have three women in this room who have been on a variety of different types of birth control.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with the most common type of birth control. I would say the most common type is probably condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah,
we learned that in human sex.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. I want to talk about fucking human sex course. It was such a good
course. I took that. That'll be a later episode.
Such a good course. So... most common type of birth control, condoms. Have you ever, like, actually had a condom break before?
Yeah.
Really?
I had it. Yeah. It was a nightmare. It was the second time in my life ever having sex. Mm-hmm. I was not on any other birth control. And it broke. And, yeah, I was really freaky because I had to, like, get Plan B and stuff. And I was like, Holy shit. I'm one of these girls now. Like, not that there's anything bad with that, but I was just it was, like, my second time. And I was like, oh, my God.
And see, the thing is, everyone's, like, embarrassed when they're buying, like, Plan B or whatever. But, I mean, it happens to everyone.
It happens to everybody.
So many people, a lot of people have sex. Most people do. Yeah, it is more common than not. Mm-hmm. Okay, second most common type of birth control is the pill.
Yes.
So I started on a pill called Seasonal, and it was so that I didn't get my period every month because I used to get, like, insanely bad periods.
Yeah.
So I started on Seasonal, but the estrogen level was so high for me that it made me so emotional, and my cramps were still really bad. My periods were just shorter. And then after that, I switched to Marvelon, and I really like that. I've been on that for a long time. And, like, I mean, birth control is useful for so many other things than just having sex. Like, a few of my friends when we were younger, their moms, like, wouldn't want them to go on birth control.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it's, I feel like it's not even, like, really safe to, like, do that because obviously, like, if you're gonna have sex, you should be taking, like, some type of birth control.
For sure.
You need to, like... You know, it's just, like, and a lot of it, I mean, there's, like, spur of the moment things happen. Even if you're planning on not having sex, sometimes it happens anyways. So, better to be safe than sorry. And birth control is good for, like, you know, it can make your periods shorter. It regulates your periods. It can make your skin clearer. And, like, depending on what type you're on. And, like, it depends on the person. Yeah. All right, you guys want to talk about your IUDs? Do you have an IUD?
No, I'm also on birth control.
Oh, yeah. What one do you take?
I'm on Tricera low.
Tricyclin low.
Yeah, something like that. I kind of just went on mine. Like, I had, like, some pretty bad cramps.
Yeah.
So that's why I started.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I noticed, like, changes in, like, my skin and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, it didn't really, like, mess with my body. I know, like, a lot of people think, like, taking birth control will, like, make you super moody or, like, make your weight fluctuate, like, that kind of thing. For me, yeah, like, I told my doctor those are some of my big concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess if you know, like, what's right for you, like, just stick with that one.
The thing is, like, I don't know, my birth control, because, like, okay, so normal estrogen levels when you're on your period is, like, 700 to 900. And when I was taking fertility hormones for my egg retrieval, guess what my fucking estrogen level was?
What?
22,000.
Wow.
22 fucking thousand. And you know what? The whole 12 days I was on it, I didn't cry once.
Nice.
Which was so weird. I was just more tired than anything. Like, I feel like it was probably just, like, estrogen was so high that I was just, like, exhausted. I don't really know. But then I found, like, when I went back on my birth control, I wasn't, like, moodier. Like, I'm pretty, like, regulated in that sense. But... You know, sometimes you just get irritated, but you don't show it.
Yeah.
You just, like, cry for no reason.
But I also think that's just, like, everybody gets that.
Yeah, that's true. It's not really a woman thing.
Yeah.
Because everybody gets like that.
Yeah.
All right, IUD. Shannon, take it away.
Yeah, well, I have an IUD. I've had one for over a year and a half. I think it's great. I mean, in terms of birth control and in terms of just getting, like, periods and stuff, I don't get my period anymore. And I know that does freak some people out. That's, like, a scary aspect of it.
Because
some people like getting their periods every month just to know that they're not pregnant.
Sure.
Yeah, so I can respect that. But I've had it for a year and a half, and I love everything about it. I didn't have a lot of pain at all when I got it put in. Very good on insurance as well, too. I just went in. It's a 15-minute process. They just put it in and do it. Got to check it, and then it's in for 5 years, and I think it's safe.
Five years? Holy shit.
Yeah,
that's a
it's
long
in for
time.
5 years. And so you just have it. It's good, and it, throughout the 5 years, equally spreads out the same hormones that birth control does.
Sweet.
I just think it's easier than not forgetting to take it all the time, and you mess up, and you mess your period up, which I feel like is not good on your body.
Yeah.
I just think it's a good thing to have, and I know that it does freak some people out, and I understand the horror stories about it, but...
Yeah.
As someone who's living with it, as someone who knows people, like, personally who have it,
yeah.
I think it's one of the greatest things to have. And one, if you're comfortable with it, my mom was all on board when I talked to her about it. It was my decision, but she was all for it. I know an aunt who has it, and she's, like, 55, and she thinks it's great. So it's for people of all ages as well, too.
Yeah.
I just think it's a different, that's the thing. You're not that birth control costs a lot, but if you do not have a lot of time or you don't have a lot of money to go out and get them every month, doing it as a one-time thing will last you for 5 years. And again, too, with me, no periods, so then no more products that I have to spend money on, which sucks because, like, sucks in the fact that you gotta buy them, but I mean, I don't have to buy them, so that's less money for me too. All in all, it's better for you financially. Just
wait, so do you use your Diva Cup then? No, you don't use it. You just have it, and you used
to use it. Yeah, I used to use it. That's what I switched to before that, and yeah.
But I think another good thing about IUDs, which is, like, why I'm really considering getting one, is because I always forget to take my birth control.
Yeah, I've done that. I feel like I take it, and then you just get a period.
And I just still, like, I can't even find, like, a good time to take it. So I'll be, like, out and about, and I'm like, oh, shoot, like, I didn't bring it with me, or, like, if I go away for, like, a weekend or something, I'm just, like, constantly forgetting to take it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's another thing, like, why, that's why I would probably switch to an IUD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I mean, I guess it's all personal preference at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, very last question. What is the best sex position? So, Shannon?
Okay, honestly, like, since being with my partner recently, I've rediscovered the love for missionary.
Missionary hits different.
Like, honestly, it does. I like the closeness. I like the face-to-face, but I like the...
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's really intimate and nice. I know some people don't really... I feel like if you can spice it up and you can be really into it, then I think it's super nice.
But at the same time, like, missionary is just kind of like... I don't know. It's just like... when you do, like, a bunch of fucking crazy positions or, like, try something new, like, I mean, it's, like, exciting, but at the same time, like, half the time, like, when you try for the first time, it, like, doesn't work.
Yeah, fair.
Like, something, like, crazy. I don't even know. And it's just, like, I don't know. Missionary is just, like, the best for me. Like, I like, being on top. But okay, I like both sides of, like, missionary. I swear to God, like, every single guy, I'm not going to say every single guy, but most guys... that I've been with, their favorite position is doggy.
Honestly, I was gonna say doggies, like, I don't know. Okay, my first favorite is probably, I like missionary with one leg up.
Yeah.
That's, like, my, like...
Like, when you're favorite. On top? Or when...
I'm on the bottom, and the guy's on top, but he pushes your one leg back. That's like, my favorite.
Yeah.
But I also do think doggy is pretty fire.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, like, a guy that, like... you don't really know if it's just, like, a one-time, like, hookup.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to be intimate, you know?
Right, true.
That's so true. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, like, stare at your face.
Yeah.
So that's why it's, like, if you're hitting it from the back, I don't have to see you.
Yeah.
I can picture you as being someone else.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm kidding. But, yeah.
No,
like,
you're not kidding. I think doggy's a bit
more fun, and it's, like, and it can be, like, aggressive. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's true. You can do doggy and, like, I mean, you can do, like, aggressive missionary. But
I guess, if you put, like, both legs up and, like, you get some crazy stuff going. But, yeah, I think, like, for more of a romantic-y thing, but, like, also feeling good, like, missionary one leg up.
Yeah.
But doggy's fun, too.
Have you ever been spit on during sex?
Yeah, I have.
Really?
I have definitely been spit on.
Do you like it?
No, I kind of find it, like, degrading.
Where does it, I've heard that. Where does it, like, go? Like, when if they spit on you, like, do you leave it there? Do you wipe it off?
Like, I'll kind of just, like, wipe it. Just, like,
You just wipe it off?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not, like, that big of a deal. It was kind of just, like, okay, what was the point of that? I remember the first time there was this guy that I was banging last year.
Yeah.
And he did it to me. And I wasn't sure if I asked him. I was, like, do I do it back? And I was, like, so confused. I was, like, is this a sign of affection or something? Like, what? And he was, like, no. And it was, like, really awkward, and I was, like, oh, my God,
is it a sign of affection?
I was, like,
no,
I didn't know what that was, and he's, like, no. I was, like, okay, way to degrade me, then. All right. But, yeah.
I love that. Shannon, have you ever done that? Has anyone ever spit on you?
No.
I'll spit on you.
Go right now.
No. Spit on
her. So I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant here about slut shaming. One of my very close friends was slut shamed in high school, and this happens mainly to women. A lot of women are slut shamed for having sex with lots of people, whereas men are, like, praised for having sex. And I really want to get rid of that stigma. So that's why I'm, like, recording, like, that's why I wanted to do this whole episode, was just, like, get rid of the stigma that, like, women shouldn't enjoy sex, or that if a woman has sex with a lot of people, she's slutty, or she's impure, or she's not worthy. That is not true. Like, have sex with whoever you want, as much as you want, whenever you want. Just be safe about it, and that's all that really matters. And if you're doing that, fuck all the people that shame you. Not literally fuck them. Don't fuck the people that shame you, but, like, their opinion doesn't fucking matter.
Alrighty, well, we're gonna wrap it up there, because our friends are coming over. But thank you so much for everyone who sent in their questions. Yeah, we did our best to answer them, so hopefully now you have some more sex info. Hopefully we're trying to, like, reduce some stigmas here. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I definitely want to do another one of these episodes, because it was, like, this was really cool. And it's really important to me to, like, destigmatize sex and, like, make sex less taboo. You know what I mean? Because everybody has sex. Like, it's very natural, very normal thing. So that's why I like talking about it. Mm-hmm. I like normalizing it. I mean, I like sex. Like, everybody... Most people like sex.
Yeah.
Preach.
Alrighty.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, Shannon. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
See ya.
Peace out. Peace.